Now, inflation is proving harder than expected to bring down right across most of the world at the moment, and one of the big drivers is the cost of food. So why are food prices rising, and when will they start to fall? Tia Hennessy is Professor of Agri-Economics at Cork University Business School. And Tia Hennessy, the Consumer Price Index was up to 8.5% last month, year on year. So what is driving up the cost of food in particular?
Good morning, Anya. That's right. The CPI was up and the food price was up even higher at 13% year to date. What's driving food prices really is what's happening globally. We saw last year an increase in energy prices and the main commodities, the ingredients into the food we eat, like dairy, cereals, oil seeds. And while those prices have begun to fall last year, we see that the food price is much stickier. There's a lag in the system. It takes longer for those food price decreases to work through the supply chain. And that was the experience as well last year when prices increased. So this is typical of what we see, that food price inflation tends to lag some of the commodity prices. And that's because lots of the producers are in fixed price contracts. They have their price agreed for some period ahead. They tend to be slow to pass on price increases across the supply chain. And then it takes a bit longer for them to claw back those losses, I suppose, before they can pass on price decreases as well. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing at the moment.
But I mean, people are certainly seeing it in their shopping baskets every week. You know, if you look back over the past year, milk, eggs, cheese up 53% on average. And now Chagask is only forecasting a 15% in the drop in the price of milk this year. So does that mean that most of those price hikes are going to be baked in, even if there is a bit of an easing in price?
So what we're seeing hopefully is an easing in price, but certainly price remaining at a higher level than normal. So if we listen to the executives of some of the major food companies over the last couple of months, they're talking about it being the middle of the year before price inflation begins to ease. But there isn't much talk yet of price deflation, which would be an actual reduction in prices. So yes, some of those high commodity prices are continuing to follow through into the consumer price.
And who's benefiting from this? Is it the farmer?
Not necessarily, because what we're seeing at the farm level is the costs of production are increasing as well. So all of the inputs that farmers must buy, like energy, fertilizer, animal feed, they have all gone up. Some sectors have done well. The dairy sector you mentioned there, farm incomes are up there. But in other sectors, incomes are not up necessarily. So it's a combination of price cost increases, a high inflation environment, which drives wage increases. So all in all, prices moving to a higher level, unfortunately, for the consumer. Mm-hmm.
And what about shortages? You know, there have been shortages intermittently recently, obviously worse in the UK on account of Brexit, but shortages of things like, you know, tomatoes or green beans or, you know, things like that, and supply lines. Again, we hear a lot about drought in Spain last year or bad frosts at a particular time. So what's going on there?
That's right. We have a number of things going on. So we have the economic forces arising out of the war in the Ukraine affecting energy prices. But then we have short-term weather patterns, which have always affected food availability, but are coming more frequently now because of climate change. So as you mentioned, fruit, salad, vegetables have been in a shortage over the last couple of months. That's because of weather patterns in Spain. Normally, you would see that supply picking up coming in from the Netherlands this time of year, but those fruit and vegetables would be grown in greenhouses that would be very energy dependent, and even the supply coming through from those lines is back from where it is normally because of energy costs. So I think it's a combination of a number of different factors. We have short-term weather events, we have the longer contribution of climate change, and we have the economic impacts arising out of the war in the Ukraine.
Okay, so not exactly great news, but thank you for enlightening us all on why the price of our shopping basket is going up. Tia Hennessy, Professor of Agri-Economics at Cork University Business School.